tell you what each of these centers are doing before we go in a bit more detail during the day where you hear the talks and you can have a look at the posters. So I'll first give the stage to Ke.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ke Chen. I'm the PI and director for the Liu Center. So in the next few slides, I'm going to show you what kind of things we do in Liu. And then we have three themes. One of the themes is imaging. So we have some talks today covering that topic. And this is the second time we run this events together with the colleagues of Cambridge Center. So hopefully we do one more next year. So the Liverpool Center probably has the largest number of investigators. We have 21. It happens just so many people when we apply for the center volunteer with the projects, ideas. Well, I just have filtered through about 40 or 50 projects to go for the application. So so we were planning 9 postdocs.
It's already on.
So we planned for 9 postdocs, 5 PhDs supported by University of Liverpool. So all the 9 postdocs are now in position. And then let me show you some of the. So we have colleagues, just to show you very briefly, for physics, similar to here, physics, math, and then biostats, and then the health. Life sciences departments, so quite a lot of them. Two colleagues, Stephen Webb and then John Reed, they were used to be part of Liverpool since the center was established. They move on to a neighboring university. One, like here is Stephen now in John Moss University as a reader, and John was promoted, what is John here? John promoted to a senior lecturer in Lancaster. So we still keep regular contacts and meet regularly. Okay, let me get on to the research themes. So we set up 3 research themes. The first one, multi-scale modeling. This is big. You can imagine a lot of healthcare problems have some sort of multi-scale nature in it. So here we as a sort of the initial projects, we propose projects in stenting and then drug toxicity and the eye modeling. So I want to emphasize the imaging side of it. So for stents, so it's the blood vessels, the main vessels blocked, and you decide to, you can do a lot of things. You can do simulations, fluid simulation to see how the blood flow is going. Also, you can there are a lot of stents to select. You select a stent, you can also simulate the blood flow afterwards, and then you can monitor once the stent is in, monitor the progress and so on. There are a lot of these things. Monitoring work can be done by imaging, mainly by CT images, slices, reconstruct 3D shapes and modeling shape changes. A lot of things. We only do address some of the problem in this topic. It's quite a big topic. And drug toxicity, you look at how the cells interact when the drugs introduced. You look at how they interact with the cells and so on. And then a lot of cell tracking stuff going on. And then for the eye, what we do is, this is to model the surgery, and then we use, actually we have our own facility, but there are some commercial ones as well, using digital images to reconstruct the 3D shapes of the eye, look at deformations and so on. And then you solve differential equations and so on. Okay. So for the imaging theme, which is something we going to, couple of our researchers can show you some results we do. We work on segmentation and registration and then the the selection of optimization of biomarkers. This is both to work on better technology within imaging, also to serve the other themes where you can see the application. So later I'm going to introduce the talks. Next, we have one talk on 3D, 2D segmentation, and then the other two talks on registration. Okay, we have a theme three, which will be the unusual among the five centers supported by EPSRC. So we do the AMR, antimicrobial resistance modeling. This one is mainly connected with theme one, multi-scale modeling, and no sort of direct yet link with imaging. There are some aspects with the cell. You also do sort of cellular level modeling, but mainly through sharing the sort of common methodology or modern ideas with multi-scales. So we have a team doing that. Okay, so without further ado, I just give you a quick table about the project. So we have three themes, and then the middle themes we're going to talk about is segmentation and then registration in the context of tumor growth. And then some of the techniques are really applicable to the multi-scale modeling projects. Okay, are you up here? Maybe as one thing I want to say near the end here. So following the last meeting we had here in Cambridge, we've been talking to researchers here. We have identified one project on 3D segmentation where Leopold and Cambridge can work together. So hopefully, after today's meeting, we have more project ideas coming up. Thank you.
Okay, let's see if the technology switch. Okay, so the Cambridge Center is focusing on mathematical imaging in healthcare, and that's also the name, CMIH, abbreviated. What's our mission? Our mission is to develop mathematical imaging methods for clinical imaging, very much building on synergies between applied mathematics and statistics. It's an interdisciplinary collaboration between people in mathematics, statistics, engineering, physics, biomedical scientists, as well as clinicians. And the realm in terms of imaging data and also corresponding methodologies to process and analyze this imaging data is very broad. So we work on the imaging data side, we work with multimodal, multi-contrast spectral imaging data, we work with dynamic imaging data, and we work with imaging data that lives in non-Euclidean spaces, like imaging data that is given on the cortex, for instance. And the kind of methodological challenges whose solutions we investigate are along the lines of image reconstruction, registration, segmentation, classification. This is more on the processing analysis side. And then on the imaging informed modeling side, there is physiological modeling going on that is informed by images. And one thing that we are focusing on is the cardiovascular system in this context. And then with our methodologies, with our mathematical techniques, we are also supporting the development of novel imaging technologies. So who are we? The management are the people here on the slide. Again, representing statistics, applied math, the clinical side, and our coordinator, Rachel. And then something I will be very briefly touching upon We are supported by one of our investigators, Stephanie Reichelt, and one of our postdocs, Bogdan Roman, who are running the imaging clinic, and I will touch upon that in a few slides. The investigators, as I said, it's an interdisciplinary team. I will not repeat myself. Have a look. Those are the people who are involved. We are also lucky to have very fruitful and close industrial collaborators. And the heart of the center really are the postdocs. And what they're doing and what they're up to, you will see in some of the talks, but also in the posters during the lunch break. We are supported by an internal and external advisory board of national and international experts, again, across the range from applied math, statistics, engineering, physics, to the actual clinic. And those are the people. Sorry, I'm just brief because I don't want to take time away from the first speaker. This is a kind of, I'm racing through some of the topics now, but you will get a better idea during the day when you see a bit more details of what I'm showing you here. So what are the research highlights? What are the things we are excited about? Optimizing acquisition and reconstruction in imaging, aiming really to improve the resolution, go beyond what we have been able to see before. We are working on statistical analysis of imaging data that also takes into account the underlying geometry, the geometry of where the imaging data lives on, but also geometrical changes when you have a population of such imaging data and you're aligning this with each other. Lots of the imaging data we are handling is extremely large and high dimensional. So we are also looking into computational techniques which make a processing and analysis of this data possible in a time that makes the clinical implementation realistic. And we are working on imaging-informed modeling. And here you see an example in cardiovascular imaging where multimodal imaging data is taken in order to analyze abdominal aortic aneurysms. And of course, we are also working on image classification, segmentation problems using techniques from machine learning. And here you have a few examples of what is happening in this context. Sorry, I know I'm racing over this, but this is just a teaser for you to be motivated to look for these kind of topics in the posters. We are very interested to exchange, for us to learn from others, but also to tell others what we are doing, like also what is happening today. We have a seminar series in the CMIH where everyone is welcome to just pop in, go to our website, register, and you will be notified when these seminars are happening. These are international and national experts across the range. And here are just some examples of the seminar talks that will happen in the recent future. And we have conferences like the one today. Again, a few upcoming ones you see listed here. And then another thing which could be interesting for some of you is that we do have money to give away. And this money is in particular meant for activities that are originated outside of the center, that, but that can be somehow linked or that could take profit, could take advantage of being linked to the center. So here are a few examples of what this money could be spent on. Support for academics to visit us here in Cambridge. Internship opportunities for PhD students, for master students, for postdocs. We have been supporting, for instance, the undergraduate research projects over the last couple of summers here in Math. And seed funding. If you have a great idea and you need a bit of money to start off writing a proposal, come and talk to us, and in particular look at the website where you find information of how to apply for these things. And then, since we are very much interested in really solving clinical problems, we need to exchange and talk to people in the clinic. So something that we have started in autumn last year was the imaging clinic. And that is really a kind of drop-in session where you can just come with your problem, with a question, or maybe with a suggestion, and talk to us in the CMIH about it. And here you see the clinic dates for Easter term, but again, you might not be able to copy this off that quickly, so you can also go to our website or email us if you want to know more about that. And that's it. So this is the CMIH, and I think I'll hand over to Kena. I hope you have an interesting day. And the first session will be chaired by Kay. Okay, good. I'm on time. Good. Thank you.